This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Say one more time, Dennis. One more. Did he just say that? What did he say?
How has he impressed you?
Two things we talked about.
I think the attention to detail and holding guys accountable to those details. I think that's something that he's really brought to the table for our group. And I think it's been good. And I think our players and I think our coaches are embracing that.
Well, la-di-da, how about that? How about that? Attention to detail and accountability, the two greatest buzzwords on the sports coma over the last couple of years that we've talked about was severely lacking in the Saints, especially on the offensive side. Dennis Allen says the two buzzwords that we often talked about. Man, listen, man. This is pretty cool, man, like I said. And he really does represent that, and that's why I was talking about the floor. You need that to win. We didn't have that. Now we do. Things will change. Things will change when you have accountability and attention to detail. It's not just him, and it's not just Clint Kubiak. Let's not just put it on him. It's all the guys he brought in here. They have the same mentality. All of them have the same ones. All those guys, the new running back coach, go listen to him, his interviews. It's out there. Attention to detail, holding and accountability. They talk about that. Andrew Janocal talks about it. He mentioned it in the interview. You talk about Benton, offensive line coach John Benton's another dude that's big on that. The wide receiver coach Williams, he talks about that too in prior interviews. These all of these guys that Clint Kubiak picked all have the same mentality. Attention to detail and accountability. Two things the Saints lacked. And if they had that last year, not only would we have made the playoffs, we would have won the NFC South and we would have won a playoff game. That was big. We needed that because that holds the team together and makes it strong. Dennis Allen said two things, family, that we often do not hear from him. Hear me. He said two things that we don't often hear from him. And he said them right next to each other. Accountability and attention to detail. The man just said that about the offense. And you know that spreads. You know that catches on. When the offense is flowing like that, the defense gets on code. Everybody gets on code. You would hope the team is galvanized by the example set by those coaches. You would hope. Hopefully the coach gets in line too. That is not his verbiage. He don't use that. He don't talk like that. He doesn't. Man, listen, that's why I said, fam, listen, it's stuff going on here. All right, so anyway, shout out to the fam. Thank you, Bronze, for being a member for 21 months. I mean, Pammy and Bronze, shout out to y'all for being members. Pammy for 21 months and Bronze for 5 months. Shout out to my YouTube and Patreon family members for your financial support, man. Much love. All right. Shout out to the fam. I see your brother trying. Quavadius, Scoob, my boy Scoob is out there. Julius, shout out to you as well. Ultimate Streams TV, good to see you out there. Much love. Brother Greg, I see your fam. Appreciate you as well. All right. Big ups to you. Pammy, I don't know if you heard me. I gave you a shout out. Brother Tim, I see you, fam. Much love. I just wanted to give y'all a shout out. Brother Dante says, Q, you know, I know Dennis Allen and David Carr is going to let y'all. Well, bro, I don't think so, bro. You might have been, if you'd have chimed in the stream, Brother Dante, about a week or so ago, I might have gave you a chance on that, brother. But now with the room changing like this, I think y'all in trouble, man. Because that's what I wanted to hear. Now, they're not playing any games, but you got to set the foundation. You got to set the foundation. And if the foundation is set in accountability and attention to detail and guys that are serious and guys are checking the issues that they simply didn't check last year, I think you guys are in trouble. Because I've often said it, the Saints have all the talent in the world. I think the Saints are really a top 10 team in the NFL. When their minds are out, I think the Saints could be a top 5 team. The defense that they're going to field, if they're healthy, they're going to be a top 5, top 10 defense. The offense, when they field, is going to be a top 5, top 10 offense. If they all get on code and do what the coach says and line up like they're supposed to and stay on code, this is going to be an interesting team. These are the things that I was often talking about for days on end about what I needed to see from the Saints schematically and from a mental standpoint. These are the things that set the foundation. You guys might be in trouble, fam. I think you might be in trouble. Here's Derek Carr. We're going to move on from here. Here's what Carr had to say about stuff. Here we go.
Yeah. At this point, I've had the opportunity to learn a lot of football. And I think it's a blessing because, you get to learn and your knowledge and growth in so many areas. But this one for me with Clint and Janoke has just felt good. It's just felt right. And for me personally, it's something that you watch from afar and you're like, man, that'd be so fun to be a part of, And so I think just skill set wise and the guys we have and myself included, just how we fit into what we're going to be asked to do. I'm just excited about that. I'm sitting there watching the film, getting excited, cause it's going to, like I said before, it's going to look different, for our fans that have, seen a certain way for a long time, but I think it's good. It's exciting. Yeah, so it's a mixture, It's a mixture of some different things with the voices and, the people in the room and their experiences, right? When it's your show, it's always a little bit different than where you came from. And so, for me, I think just for the players in our room, it translates really well. There's certain concepts that we started, doing late last season and that carry over into what we're doing now. And I thought we were really good at them with the kind of guys that we have. So, again, doesn't guarantee anything, but it's exciting to see and to know that we have some experience at doing that well.
And one thing I've heard about shorter play calls, less verbiage in the system. How does that affect you as a quarterback? Is that helpful to just kind of get things communicated?
It helps us play faster. It helps us mentally. Everyone's going to play faster. As I've learned in my 11 years, like the quarterback or the coach or certain position group can know so much, but it's like, what can we all handle? Because it's the ultimate team game, right? What is best for all of us? And taking that sophistication and going like this with it and marrying, it's like they've done a beautiful job of doing that. And that's again, when you get around them, you're like, I see why. As you keep learning in this game, you see why they've had success and why guys can come in and have great years and different positions, and they can plug guys in and they play well. And, a lot of that starts making sense, I guess, when you see, that part of it.
You've talked a couple times now, including just there, about, having seen this offense and the success it's had, is there a level of of excitement with the guys just about what this can be now that you're kind of in it and this is yours now?
Yeah, I think there is excitement, absolutely. The cool part about this time is we're all learning together, and there's something about going through it together. Like last year, I'm the guy learning everything new, I'm trying to play catch up while everyone's helping me. But the cool part about this is we're all starting over. And then I feel more of that leadership, that coaching role now. And so that excitement of, no, it's like this and that. And we're But when you do something like that together, that brotherhood and that unity, it gets even tighter. And, you know, I think that's the exciting part for us, is that we're going through it together. We're making the mistakes. We're learning. We're doing things together. So I think with that said, that brings more excitement too. You know, again, you watch the film and you're like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. But the excitement is the process of doing it, to hope that we can make the cut up look like that too.
All right. So listen, fam, just kind of get through Derek's word salad, because he gets a little bit wordy and he starts using his hand a lot. I don't know if Carr is part Italian or something like myself, because he uses his hands to accentuate his points. That's like an Italian trait, man. You know, you start using their hands and they get really, we get animated, you know, with our words and whatnot. But yeah, besides the word salad, man, he's saying some stuff here. I just want y'all to stop the interview, because sometimes you could be lulled into it, because he does throw some word salad in there, man. But he's saying some good stuff here.
Everything looks the same, you know, to the defense. You know, and the coaches do a great job of making sure, hey, run, play action, pass, screen, everything looks the same, and it's a lot of moving parts. And so, you know, and that's, you know, just really, you know, whoever started it and whoever's been coaching it, you know, tip of the hat to them, because they do a fantastic job of making things look alike. And they could give you the playbook, but you don't know which one they're calling. You know, and so I think that makes it really hard on the defense, and schematically for coordinators, you know, so I just think that part to me has been really impressive, how everything looks the same. You know, when the run game guy and the pass game guy are on the same page and everyone's speaking the same one voice and it's one philosophy and it's one, that right there breeds confidence in us as players that they're going to, you know, put us in positions to have success.
All right. So, I mean, it would, and see, that's, like I said, that's one of the smartest things I've said, heard Carr say, since he's been here. Now, remember, last year it was a lot of, you know, stuff that he was saying to try to ingratiate himself. And I don't think he was lying about some of the stuff he was saying in the off season last year, before the season started, that what he was trying to do and this, that, and the third. I think what he was saying, like, what's really impressive about the offense that he knows so far, what he's looking at, is that it's all uniform. And I spoke about this earlier in the stream, about him making this comment, which is probably one of the really impressive comment of this interview from Derek Carr, was he talked about the uniformity of the look of what this potential offense that Clint Kubiak is running, because it makes it incredibly difficult for the opposing defenses to look at what the Saints are doing and say, oh, they're about to do this, because everything looks the same. And that is incredible, because if they can pull this off, and we've seen them have a lot of success doing it in Minnesota, Clint Kubiak and some with the, you know, what he was doing underneath Kyle Shanahan in San Fran. If they can pull this off where they can keep it uniform and defenses can't tell what they're doing, That will be very interesting. That will be a very interesting style of offensive football for our black and gold. That will be very interesting if they don't tip their hat while forcing the defenses to tip their hat when they start motioning left and right to figure out what these guys are going to do, if they're there or here. You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, it is going to be interesting to see if they can get it to stick. And that's something that is up to Carr. Now, what changes a bit, like I said before, what I'm enthused about with Andrew Janoco and Clint Kubiak, they're not leaving it up to Derek Carr on what he's going to do insofar as his footwork and progressions. No, they're telling him, we need you to do this. We need you to do this. So it's not like, it's a style difference, fam. You see what I'm saying? It's not like they're trying to create a tailored suit for Derek Carr to put on. You see what I'm saying? They're not doing it. They're telling him, hey, you're going to have to get in this goddamn, this big and tall men's suit right here. This is good enough. You know, you're going to have to put this on. With the sleeves a little long. That's all right. It's all right. You're going to go get saved. You know? It ain't a tailored suit for Carr, is what I'm saying. Did you get that? they're telling him what they want him to do in terms of his footwork and what he needs to do with progressions, which tie to timing. They're telling him, we need you to be here. We need you to do this. And they're not leaving it up to him like Pete Carmichael did. To let those fam, that's the difference. It's the details, the thing, the small things in between the thing. You know, the space between the tick and the tock. You see what I'm saying? There's a space there. Tick, space, tock. You see? The attention to detail mean they account for everything. Everything. Attention to detail means they account. They, the offensive brains, account for everything, including his footwork. We need you to do this like this. We need you to be at this place, at this time, in this offense, on this play. And he speaks about it as I play some more of the interview. Derek Carr talks about
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He compares Clint Kubiak and Janoku to John Gruden. He makes a statement. Now, he says that he reminds him of John Gruden. Now, me, I know, and I've seen footage with John Gruden when he was in training or when he was practicing with Derek Carr when it was with the Raiders. And Gruden was cussing his ass off at Carr because Carr must have did something, threw the ball wrong. He was cussing at him. And that's what John Gruden, he's a fiery coach, just like Coach Payton is. Coach Payton will cuss you out. That's what Cam Jordan used to talk about. They used to walk around the Saints facility on eggshells when Coach Payton was there. Because Coach Payton's an alpha dog. John Gruden's an alpha dog. And you got alpha dogs back in your offense. Thank you kindly. Attention to detail means everything is accounted for. Every penny is accounted for. Every step is accounted for. Every rep is accounted for. Everything. Attention, that's what attention to detail means. The details, the smallest details, everything in between the things. That's what these guys are doing. And that's why I said we leave nothing to Derek Carr. Tell him exactly what you want him to do and how to do it. And don't leave it up to him. You get what I'm saying? That's really what's encouraging about what they're teaching him. I mean, he actually talks about it.
Yeah, we are. You know, I told my wife this. I was like, she asked me, how's everything going just a couple weeks ago? And I said, we're so far ahead of where we were last year, you know, just as a team, just as a group of guys. I mean, we're, you know.
Little shout at Pete Carmichael.
Again, we're going through this process together. So, I mean, we're having guys over at our house. You know, we're not trying to find a house. You know, where guys are coming over the house, we're having dinner, we're hanging out, we're going to their house, you know, the wives are getting together. I mean, there's just so much more of that going on that we're so far ahead, because while we're doing that, we're talking about, hey, what's this, what's the step on this? What's my foot on this? You know, what are you thinking? I'm at this landmark. You know, we're all trying to learn it and grow and do it together. And so I always believe if you want to go far, you got to do it together. And so I think that's the fun part about this year, that, yeah, we are learning something new. And yes, it is. It's very mentally taxing to do that. But when you're all doing it together, it's cool how you can come together and do stuff like that.
What are your initial thoughts?
It takes the pressure off you, too. They all learn it at the same time. It's not like last year with Derek Carr, where everybody knew it and he didn't. He had to lean on everybody else while trying to be the leader of the team that needs to lead on other guys because he don't know what they're doing. Think about living like that. I'm the leader of the team. I make $150 million, but can you help me? Remind me what play we're supposed to be running? What? It's a different, it hits different. That's a good point. It hits differently when everybody don't know it and everybody got to learn it at the same time. It hits differently.
It's on the quarterback room you're in this year.
Yeah.
With Hainer and Rattler and obviously Peterman as well.
They are, the two young guys have been unbelievable. You know, asking questions, learning and growing, and I'm just trying to do my best to help them as much as I can while I'm getting ready myself, you know. And I told him, I was like, I'm an open book. Whatever I can do, because he's the ultimate pro. He's going to do everything in his power to do things right. Great teammate, great just in a game week is, you know, really been second to none. You know, the amount of work he puts in to help me, you know, he was always awesome at that. And then Spencer and Jake, just watching those two young guys, they're just starting. You know, I was sitting next to Spencer, and he's like, what year is this? I was like, it's 11. He goes, I was like, what were you doing 11 years ago? He said, I was 12, you know? So I was like, bro, anything I can ever do to help you, and he knows this. I've told him on the phone. I called him after he was drafted. You know, I said, anything.
Call him on that phone. Send him butterflies.
Anything I can ever do to see you just have the life and career you ever could dream of, I'm here for you. And he's been asking questions. That's the one thing I love. He's hungry, you know, to learn. He's hungry to, you know, to understand, you know, hey, I saw that. What was that? You know, all that kind of stuff. So,
boy, Derek with that word salad, brother.
And,
come on.
And it's been a lot of fun watching just in this, you know, I know it's one practice, but we've been together, you know, for a while now. So it's been fun to grow and, you know, help teach those guys. Then go out here and do a rep, show them and be like, see, that's what I'm talking about with the eyes or, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's been a lot of fun.
Derek, what was it like for you rookie year to year two? What you think Jake might be going through? Is it a little bit easier?
Yeah, the game slows down so much. Yes, the game definitely slows down. You know where to stand in the stretch line. You know what to do for the meal time. You know, like it's like stuff you don't even think about because you've been at the same college forever. But, you know, when you get out here, especially when you're around guys, again, they've been here 10 years, 14 years like camp, you know. it can be intimidating your first year because you don't want to do anything wrong. But I think his mental capacity, he obviously has the physical talent to be a great quarterback. And anyone going from year one to year two, I expect, you know, to see jumps on those guys, and they'll do a fantastic job. But Jake has done an absolutely wonderful job, and now he's learning a new system, you know, and he's obviously asking me questions. How do you do this? You know, his whole rookie year was one thing. Now it's something different. And so just giving him tips and stuff on that, but he's ahead because he's been in it a little bit.
How much has the speed really shown with the offense, the ability to get it out of the huddle with the executing plays? How much of that really shown in day one?
Yeah, day one is definitely emphasized. We can still be better at it. We're getting in our football shape now. We're in condition to come out here and run all day, but football shape is different. You know, we got to get in our football shape and be better at that so we can put stress on the defense with, again, showing them the same look but quicker and then doing something different, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. So you could feel it. You know, you feel the energy from the coaches, and they even said they're going to be even harder about that right there tomorrow. And it's just going to continually push us in the right direction.
All right, now listen to this, fam. This is what we got through all of the jungle word salad, the forest word salad. Now we in the clearing. Listen to this.
Yeah, I got to, you know, I don't remember when it was, but when I just talking to him and just for the first however many minutes we talked, it was just about who he was as a person, who I was as a person, our families, you know, what he's about and all this kind of stuff. And you begin to realize just, you know, the great family that he came from. You know, we talked about, you know, we asked fun questions in Corbin. I mean, if you could play golf with anybody in the world, and everyone's saying Tiger, you know, whoever. Everyone's saying whatever, and then he gets up and says, my dad and my brothers. Like, you can tell a man loves his family and was raised a good way if that's his answer, you know. And but that's just him. And so I've thoroughly enjoyed him as a person and as a coach. He's been awesome. Every time I do something, whether it's great, whether it's not great, he's on me about every detail, just being excellent. And he's so encouraging at the same time. You know, yeah, you know, Coach Gruden was that way with being able to demand, but also making you feel great at the same time. It was, he had a funny way about how to do that, and I think Clint has that too.
Did you catch that? Did you get that, baby? He owned him for everything that he does. He wants him to do it like this, do it like that, attention to detail. He's on them. He said it reminds him of John Gruden. Accountability. He's on them. He's talking about Clint Kubiak. He on them. You heard what Carl said, fam. You had to get through the jungle word salad to get there, but it was worth it. Did you get that, baby? All right, KT says, Q, please tell Mickey to stop running from us and Rouse's. Reverend and I were just buying fruit punch big shots, chicken strips, and potato wedges. Y'all was having lunch. Oh, I don't eat that. I don't eat that shit. I don't shop at Rouse's no more. I ain't shop at the other store. What's the little market in Metairie, man, in Old Metairie, where it's an independent market? I forgot what it's called, man. It's still over there. Forgot what it's called. It's an independent market in Old Metairie, because that's where Mickey stays at. He stays around there in Old Metairie somewhere. But it's an old market there that, I forgot the name of it, man. KT, you done ran them into the regular, to the small market now, man. It's one over there, they high as hell up. And I went up in there one day. It was a long time ago, man. But yeah, that market's still over there, man. Now, y'all from Metairie, y'all know which one I'm talking about. The old market. It's not an old, like, it's a family owned market, but it's been there for a long time. It's over there, man. And that's probably what Mickey goes to shop at. It looks like a place where Mickey will shop at, man. It really does. All right. What's up, Scoop? Says Q. A car will be forced to utilize the check down in a faster paced offense. Will he force the throws like last year? I don't think so, bro. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. What I see from what he's talking about, Clint, that's why I was playing it, because I wanted you guys to hear what these guys are. Cause it's a lot of talking of Carr. He does a lot of talking that lulls you to sleep because he don't get to the point. Like somebody asks him something, he'll go on a side street and then he'll curve back to the main street. Then you'll hear all of the word. I call it word salad. It's just him expressing himself and he using his hands and his arms, but you know, you got to go around and through the forest before you finally get to the clearing. And the clearing I was getting you guys to was the information that he was talking about insofar as Clint Kubiak's accountability with him. And the plan is to not only just talk about running the ball, but a big key to the Saints offense was getting Carr on code. That's when we talk about code. What's the code, Q? What you talking about? In terms of the Saints, we're talking about the accountability code. We're talking about the attention to detail code. And that is what Derek Carr talked about just a moment when he says he's on him. He used the verbiage, he's on me for every little thing I do, every throw that I make. It reminds me of Coach Gruden, but, you know, he's not a condescender. He doesn't condescend down on Derek Carr. He doesn't do that. He just teaches him the right way and have him to do it. He's on him. And that's what I remember. I was telling you guys that, man, I was like, man, listen, for the Saints to get the most out of Derek Carr, you're going to need a coach that's going to push Carr, a guy that's going to be on Carr. You think that Clint Kubiak, as attention detail centered as this guy is and his staff around him, you think that guy is going to allow Derek Carr to go out there and stare down wide receivers, stare and not go through his progressions? That hurts the offense, because that's a predictability that we can't afford, offensively speaking. He has to go through the progressions. He got to go through it. These coaches will make him accountable. Like he was They don't care about $150 million. They got 1 year to get this stuff together. You know, so I don't, the check, they're going to hit you with the check. Now, I think that's a part of some of it they do, but I think a lot of it too is Clint Kubiak. They're going to run the football too. That's a big part of the stratagem, is to run the football. So like I said, that's what I was saying. And it's the stream is called, Are the Saints on the Right Path This Season? I would have to say, family, after listening to all that and the presentation that I gave to you guys today, what do you think? You answer the question, family. What do y'all guys think after hearing that? What's up, Bullet Family Travel Vlog? How you doing, fam? Yeah, he said that's media trainers. He's saying a bunch of nothing. No, but that last part was actually, that was actually worth the word salad. You know, hearing him say that, because that's what we needed to hear. See, it's a certain, we, fam, listen, the Great Saint Think Tank, we are not like most. And that's why I invite all of the intelligent Saints family members to join the Great Saint Think Tank, to join it, subscribe, join the Great Saint Think Tank. It's not for everybody, because a lot of people don't share that mind. It's like a family of people that actually look at this stuff and look at really what's wrong. That's what I've been on. I haven't changed. And I'm showing you guys, planned interviews, everything that I talked about up here. When I talked about accountability, I talked about attention to detail. I talked about, the positional groups, where players should be. The whole thing about Penning, the whole thing about Lattimore, all of the stuff around the Saints, everything that we was hitting on for, I don't know how long, weeks to months to years. You can go back for panel and say, man, if you don't believe me, it's documented, the shows, go back and listen to them. Go back 2 weeks ago and listen to it. Go back a year ago and listen to the shows with me saying the same stuff up here. What's up, Yen? Shout out to Yen, brother John B. Shout out to you. Good to see you, brother Patrick. Good to see you, Arvin. Much love. Good to see you, brother, in that thing as well. Who else we got, man? JT, big ups to my dog, JT. Brother Wallace, how you doing, sir? KB, what's popping, baby? How you doing, queen? Appreciate you. Good to see you, KB. Yeah, Brother Wallace says, Q, it's been a long time, brother. You know, the Sports Coma been out here for a long time, my brother. You know, we've been keeping it real, bro. We ain't been to nothing, bro. We ain't changing nothing, man. Like I was saying, bro, a lot of people were saying, you know, and I know they got love for me. It's like, man, Q, you know, this, that, and third. And I'm like, fam, I'm telling you what's going on. I mean, don't shoot the messenger. I'm telling you guys the truth. And now y'all hear it in all these interviews that I played on the show. All this happened in one day, by the way.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.